Obama's autobiographical account of Punahou glosses over his first years after returning from Indonesia, almost immediately jumping to focus on Obama's teenage years. He invents a character he names only as Ray, evidently to protect his privacy. Obama says he and Ray became easy friends, due in no small part to the fact that together we made up almost half of Punahou's black high school population. Of the school's 1,700 students, most were white. Reading carefully, we notice Obama described himself as a black student, not a mixed-race student or half African-American and half white. Although Ray was a senior in high school when Obama was a sophomore, the big brother age difference probably enhanced their friendship. As Obama tells the story, what held him and Ray together was race. The Chicago Tribune tracked down the real Ray and found him to be Keith Kakugawa. Like Obama, Kakugawa is mixed race. In his case, half African American and half Japanese, a native Hawaiian. Something Obama never discloses when discussing Ray in the autobiography. In his interview with the newspaper, Kakugawa said he always considered himself mixed race, but he said he had never been the prototypical black guy Obama portrayed him being. The Tribune further reported that Kakugawa remembered long, soulful talks with the young Obama, and that his friend confided his longing and loneliness. But Kakugawa told the Tribune those talks were not about race, not even close. Barry's biggest struggles were his feeling of abandonment. The idea that his biggest struggle was race is bull. Keith Kakugawa's story after Punahou, as reported by several media sources, was a hard luck one, filled with failure, drug offenses, and a series of prison stays that stretched over decades. The Wall Street Journal found Kakugawa homeless in Los Angeles, just as he was released from a California state prison in March 2007 after a third drug conviction. The Journal reported that Obama received a phone call from his long-lost friend just after coming off the Senate floor to prepare for a primary campaign trip to New Hampshire. Without advance warning, his office patched through to his cell phone a call from Kakugawa. The two had not spoken with each other for some 30 years, not since Kakugawa left Hawaii in 1977. Kakugawa was calling from a payphone in a rundown section of Los Angeles, looking for some help from his now famous friend who was running for president of the United States. According to the Journal report, Kakugawa said his phone discussion with Obama was short, sweet, and to the point. "He really acted like he didn't have a lot of time to spend with me. Everybody's just abandoned me," the Journal reported Kakugawa as saying. ABC News caught up with Kakugawa, and he told the same story about Obama's alienation at Punahou. "Everybody said they always saw Obama smiling and happy. I didn't," Kakugawa told ABC. "I got to see the turmoil. I got to see how he really felt. Here's a kid who was growing up as an adolescent in a tough situation. He felt abandoned. And he felt his father abandoned him, and his mother was always pursuing her career." If Obama did not voice as much racial alienation with Kakugawa as he claims in the autobiography, perhaps their relationship was focused on drugs, a problem Kakugawa seems unable to shake even today. "I blew a few smoke rings remembering those years," Obama wrote in a now famous sentence, reflecting on his college days at Occidental. "Pot had helped, and booze. Maybe a little blow when you could afford it."